Diamond gifts, intelligence purges, and a fired general's July 4th warning. The Antwerp World Diamond Center gifted President Trump a ring containing 321 diamonds after Belgium secured essentially zero tariff access to the U.S. market, a transaction that crystallizes the ethics concerns surrounding the transactional character of current U.S. trade policy. The gift's monetary value was not publicly specified, but 321 diamonds suggests it is not modest. The legal and ethical question, as with antitrust enforcement, is not simply whether something valuable was received, but whether a demonstrable quid pro quo exists. Did Belgium receive favorable tariff treatment because of the gift, or would it have received that treatment regardless? That causal chain is notoriously difficult to establish, even as the optics remain damaging. A separate transparency problem emerged with leaked State Department cables reportedly showing Secretary of State Rubio directing U.S. embassies to actively work against allowing a U.N. debate on the Cuba embargo. The U.S. has long opposed the annual U.N. General Assembly votes on the embargo. Cuba wins those votes by large margins every year. But ordering embassies to block debate rather than simply vote against a resolution represents a more aggressive posture towards suppressing multilateral discussion of the policy. The intelligence community is experiencing continued turbulence. Acting Director of National Intelligence Polte fired dozens more intelligence officials this week, part of a series of waves of dismissals since the administration took office. Against that backdrop, former Joint Chiefs Chairman General C.Q. Brown published an essay in Foreign Affairs, timed deliberately for the eve of July 4th, warning explicitly against using the military for domestic political purposes and arguing that politically charged missions erode both combat readiness and public trust in the military as an institution. Brown's choice to publish in Foreign Affairs on July 4th rather than through quieter channels was deliberate. A public institutional argument from the nation's formerly highest-ranking military officer. A DHS Inspector General report added another dimension to the institutional accountability picture, finding that the Secret Service missed 102 separate warnings before the assassination attempt against President Trump at Butler, Pennsylvania. Equipment failures, communication breakdowns, and a gunman whose presence had been flagged multiple times before he opened fire. That specific number suggests systemic failure rather than a single lapse. In California, the FBI reportedly had an informant making secret recordings within Newsom's close advisors. Newsom responded by proposing legislation that would make pre-certification seizure of election materials a felony in California, framing it as election protection against federal interference and delivering the proposal in a pre-recorded July 4th speech, positioning that maps cleanly onto a prospective 2028 Democratic presidential primary lane.